KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have mostly cloudy skies. We're at 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy today with a mixture of rain, sleet, and wet snow. Mainly sticking to the grassy areas, a high around 37. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Authorities say a man was fatally injured when he was run over by a piece of equipment at a farm in northwest Iowa. The accident occurred Monday afternoon at the farm 4 miles west of Rock Valley. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office said the man was run over while walking behind a payloader as it was backing up. He was taken to a local hospital and then flown to Sioux Falls, South Dakota Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Sheriff's Office officials have identified him as 52-year-old Bradley Peach, who lived in Baxter, Minnesota. The payloader driver was identified as 17-year-old Joey Van Ginkle of Rock Valley. A payloader, by the way, is a heavy vehicle with a large blade or a broad scoop mounted on its front. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported the arrest at around 12:56 a.m. Tuesday of 19-year-old Dalton Scott Gibson of Elliott. Gibson was driving a vehicle that was pulled over at around 12 a.m. on Brothers Avenue near the intersection of Highway 59. Mills County deputies, with the assistance from the Mills County Sheriff's Office K-9 unit, searched the vehicle and discovered 61 grams of marijuana and THC wax. Gibson was taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance, failure to affix a drug tax stamp, and speeding. His bond was set at $6,000. And 33-year-old Toby Lee McCutt of Red Oak was arrested at around 1:50 a.m. Tuesday for driving while revoked. His bond was set at $1,000. The Harlan Police Department on Tuesday released a report detailing three separate arrests. This past Sunday, 32-year-old David Allen Kanan of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. Kanan was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with operating while intoxicated, interference with official acts, and careless driving. That same day, 28-year-old Brooke Scheffler of Harlan was arrested following a call about a disturbance in the 900 block of Court Street. Scheffler was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with domestic abuse, assault, possession of a controlled substance, and prohibited acts. And last Friday, following a traffic stop, Harlan police arrested 30-year-old Dustin Allen Hansen of Harlan. Hansen was transported to the Shelby County Jail, charged with operating while intoxicated, carrying weapons, and speeding. Well, the Audubon County Relay for Life, to benefit the American Cancer Society and their work on researching a cure for cancer, will be held June 8th in Audubon County at the Exira City Park. And before that, there will be a little over in a week and a half, the Relay for Life kickoff event is planned to help raise funds and provide entertainment. Anna Elmquist is one of the event organizers.
That will be held next Thursday, April 26th, at the Danish Countryside Vines and Wine, and it's from 6 till 9. He performs from 6:30 to 8:30, I believe, and we'll have Relay for Life representatives there. They can sign up their teams and just get any information that they want. The flour mill is going to be providing pizza and desserts for sale.
The performer she was talking about is Lauren Christensen. She said this will be a great evening of a bunch of people getting together and for a good cause. Christensen, she said, will be performing a variety of music that evening.
All the tips that he gets that night will go to the American Cancer Society. So, you know, we kind of like the challenge out there. Last year it was $500, so, you know. Kind of like to raise the bar, and we were just flabbergasted with that. We were just never imagined, but, you know, it was a great evening, and we hope that we can do as well as that, if not better.
Last year, the Relay for Life in Audubon County raised almost $38,000, which is not bad when you consider the comparably smaller population of the county to other counties that have raised more and the level of contributions. Elmquist says they hope to bring in more this year. The event hits home for Anna Elmquist, whose 4-year-old grandson was diagnosed last year with leukemia. Members of the Audubon School District's Board of Education Monday night approved a negotiated agreement with the Audubon Education Association. Superintendent Brett Gibbs said the agreement covers contract language for the next 2 years and the financial aspect coming for the coming school year.
2.66% was the increase the board and the teachers came to, so the board approved it last night, so we're settled with the teachers, and that's always good, I hate bargaining. It's my least favorite thing I do in this position, but really in Audubon, it's been a pretty painless operation. I mean, the teachers and the board have a very good working relationship with each other, And so it's really non-controversial.
The Audubon School Board also approved several new hires for teaching and coaching positions. Included among them was Brandy Boutel, one of the district's special education teachers and assistant high school volleyball coach. Kara Shanks will be a second grade teacher. Brooke Savage will serve as a new kindergarten teacher. Tyler Christensen, who last month was hired as a fourth grade teacher, will also serve as one of the high school football coaches. And Sean Burks will be the head coach. There were also two co-lead teachers hired for the district's summer launch program. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.